Hi, I'm Rich Kottmeyer. I'm the global head of food and agriculture for Accenture, which is the largest management consulting firm in the world. We've got 250,000 people, $25 billion of revenue.
Accenture strictly agricultural or bigger picture?
Now, we're all industries. We're the industry that empowers industry, and we're looking to empower farmers next.
How'd you get involved to get to the commodity classic, and what are you doing here?
You can't be involved in consulting and not deal with the world's greatest problem. And that problem is food security and also the opportunity that health, wealth, and a rising population represents. I can't imagine Accenture not being here.
When you look at movements like the Prop 37 in California not long ago and things like that where the consumer disconnect is so obvious to the agriculture feed the world challenge, how do you get your arms around that as a farmer and as a consultant trying to educate farmers about those issues and how they're going to impact them?
The number one thing is to understand the consumer. It's a data and analytics game, just like it is for CPG, just like it is for Walmart. And what the number one thing we need farmers to understand is that they are connected to the consumer, and therefore they need to connect to the consumer. You know, in the California ballot proposition, if you really look at what were they really looking for? What's that consumer really all about? You know, they love sustainability. They love issues of social justice. They love dealing with, reducing food prices so grandmother can have a better diet. Those are the kind of stories that we need to tell. And sometimes those stories are a little more data-driven than science-driven.
And at the same time, though, we're dealing with a global consumer on a totally different level. We're also trying to serve that consumer around the street in America, the homegrown locavores, I guess.
The locavore, sure. And so here's the situation I always like to say. You know, a peasant population thinks about buying and growing locally for sustenance, for calories. But when you're an affluent consumer, in most parts of the world, you start to think about what can I buy and where can I source it from that's highest quality and best value. I think you're exactly right about the global consumer, and the number one thing a farmer has to realize is that now they are producing for a middle-class citizen who's more likely going to be in China or in India going forward. And you know what? They haven't been middle-class for more than about 2-3 years. That changes everything. They need to use some data and analytics to really get connected to who that farmer is, to who that consumer is, and start to really collect some value from that understanding.
When you look at the potential urban impact of things like Prop 37, they won't go away. Those arguments will continue. What's the farmer and what's the farm industry groups going to do, or what should they do to stay viable in their own neighborhood so they can keep those production levels growing against these movements that could set them back?
Again, it's a data and it's an analytics game, the same way it is for Walmart, the same way it is for Nestle and for Unilever. The number one thing we're seeing out of data and analytics is very clearly that the consumer wants to hear the farmer's story. Why is the farmer, in simple, easy-to-understand terms, using a technology, using a process, using a procedure? Remember, the number one talked about ad was on the eighth day God created the farmer. Now, tell me, the heart and soul of the farmer still resonates with the consumer, but their practices don't. So the farmer's got to say, here's who I'm about, and here's why I'm doing what I'm doing. Isn't that exactly what you want me to be doing? That's the conversation that needs to start happening. And again, the way you make those messages is to figure out through data and analytics, what is the issue behind the issue?
So in a nutshell, while farmers like to base their decisions on the farm based on science, you turn that around. When we're talking about the industry to the consumers, we need to simplify it down, get rid of the science, and let's start talking the emotions behind the story, so to speak.
Tell a story like you tell a story to your kids. That story, you can tell a simple story that's scientifically based without giving a lot of data and statistics that make you even more disconnected from the person you're telling the story to. The consumer wants to understand why you thought it was a good idea. They want you to emotionally connect with them. Food's one of the most emotional topics, products that one can buy, one can consume. Therefore, let's get emotional with the consumer, but on a science and data basis.
Rich Kottmeyer with Accenture. Appreciate you.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for your time.